This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again. The term salvation is used very often in the scriptures. How many times in the past has someone asked you, "Are you saved?" One of the favorite questions of the evangelicals. But for the most part, most think it only has one meaning. It is usually forced to mean that a person is being saved from orthodox hell. And of course, you know we do not teach the orthodox hell here. Modern Christendom talks about being saved from a burning hell. But you can't be saved from something that does not exist. Christendom has falsified the nature of God's judgment, its extent, and its duration. Now, sin and death are realities for sure, but do not add to the scriptures as to how God deals with them. Since Christendom has falsified the wages of sin, it has also corrupted God's gift of salvation. They have added to the nature of the penalty of sin, and thus they have subtracted and minimized the freeness of God's salvation through Christ. So let's be clear. Man's problem is death. Men die. And the dead are not alive. God's solution is life in resurrection. Christ died for our sins and rose again. It is a universal fact that when you add to the scriptures regarding to the nature of sin and its wages, you will always subtract from the extent of the salvation of Christ and its success. So we would say that a person in this instance is saved from aeonian death by the gift of aeonian life. But back to our subject. The term salvation is a very flexible term. It can mean be made whole, delivered, and even healed. In Acts 4, for instance, Peter said that there is salvation in none other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I've heard this quoted many times, but how often it's quoted out of context. As a matter of fact, I can never recall anyone quoting it in context. Peter is telling Israel that Israel needs to be healed like the man that Peter just healed. The man pictured the nation of Israel. Read Acts 3 and 4. And Israel needed national healing, and that was only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see how often the term salvation is misused. Salvation can be the obtaining of aeonian life, and it can be used regarding entering into a calling or a position. Aeonian life salvation is given to one who believes John 3:16. The same person who has aeonian life can also obtain another salvation by believing the gospel of the mystery. The Ephesians did this. In Ephesians 1 verse 13, they heard the word of the truth, the gospel of their salvation. They believed it and were sealed. And this was a gospel to believers. These Ephesians were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. They believed the Father's purpose and the work of the Son as laid out in Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 12. Thus, they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, the context here in Ephesians 1 shows that this sealing has to do with a position in the body of Christ and the inheritance that goes with this position. The gospel of their salvation was none other than the good news concerning the new dispensation of God to and for a group chosen in the dim past, the gospel of the dispensation of the mystery. And remember, a dispensation is essentially a message. They received that message and trusted in Christ as the head. This is the salvation spoken of in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It is a gift, having nothing to do with our works. Therefore, a position in the body of Christ, the highest of all callings, is not a reward for faithfulness or works. It is a gift that is received by faith in Christ as the head. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.